Well, good morning. How are all of you today? That good? It's fantastic. Awesome. So good to have all of you here. It's delightful. So, you ever heard of Nicodemus?
No.
Not a name you run across a lot, right? You know, Uncle Nicodemus? Not that many of them. Yeah. It is kind of weird, but it's a cool name. It really is. Well, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He was a teacher of the church, of our Jewish brothers and sisters, and he came to Jesus at night because, well, he wasn't sure about this whole Jesus thing. And he came and he asked Jesus about what Jesus was doing. And do you know what Jesus gave him? He gave him a gift. A really amazing gift. So, I want to ask you a question. Think it. Don't react too quickly. Not too quick an answer. What is the best gift you've ever gotten? Chances are it probably came from your grandparents if you have them. Grandparents are like, yes, dear?
Love.
Love. Anybody else? Someone more secular?
My DSI.
Your DSI. Tell them what a DSI is.
A DS that takes pictures.
It's a Nintendo game, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Nintendo DSI. Cool. How about you? Your best present. Anybody? American Girl dolls. What about the French Girl dolls? Okay. Favorite gift ever? Your grandmother never even gave you a candle? Okay. Have you gotten any really great gifts?
No.
Nah.
I like all of them.
He likes all of them. And you know what another really good answer is? I don't know yet. No matter what great gifts we've gotten, I mean, I've gotten so many wonderful gifts. My wife once gave me a windsurfer. Candy's a good gift. Well, better for some than others. No matter what great gift you get, Nicodemus got a better one. And you know what it was? It's a lot like your gift.
A sign?
A word. I know. Can you imagine if you got up on Christmas morning and Grandpa said to you, I got you a really great gift. It's a word. I know. You'd be like, Grandpa, wrap it up and take it home. Where's my Nintendo? No. Jesus gave Nicodemus a word, and it's John 3:16. That's what I would have said. Huh? John 3:16, we heard it in the text today. For God so loved the world that God gave God's only Son to die, that all who believe will not perish but have eternal life. That's the gift that Jesus gave Nicodemus. He didn't know what to think or what to do, but Jesus said, look, God gave God's self. God loved each one of you so much that God gave His only Son so that you could live. So as usual, since your sister wasn't here to be right, you were right, Rebecca, that the great gift that God gave us is God's love. And that's the great gift that God gives each and every one of you every day. And gives us that word in John. Do you remember what the chapter was? John 3:16. For God so loved the world. So thank you all. And that's a gift we give to you today. John 3:16. Take it home. Play with it. Enjoy it. Show it to your friends. I can see you at school already. Hey, I got a present in church. John 3:16. You'll go, so what? But you'll know about God's love. Thank you. You can go back to your places.